Back in the 1950s, the United States Senate Subcommittee on Juvenile Delinquency was established, and they held hearings on the dangers of comic books. Some 60 years later, North America comics sales are over $1 billion. Now, that's not even counting all the movies and TV shows and merchandising. Matt Bredesteghi is bringing some of that to Cincinnati with the Cincinnati Comic Expo. It happens September 22nd through 24th at the Duke Energy Convention Center. Matt, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, it has to make things better for you with the Cincinnati Comic Expo that comics are now such a huge factor in the entertainment world.
Yes. I mean, everything has become so mainstream now. I mean, even with the TV shows and the movies, it's just not in the paper pages anymore. It's everywhere.
So give us a taste of what actually goes on during these 3 days at the convention center.
Oh, wow. We have various comic creators that come in. That's usually our number one focus. We bring in creators that people can't meet usually anywhere else, or they're very unique to the area. Here we have Scott Schneider and Greg Capullo coming in. They're an artist and writer duo that have done many works on Batman, the new Dark Knight series that's coming out this summer. We have Adam Hughes coming in, who is a fantastic, talented cover artist, you know, through various pieces of work. We have our Creator Alley, which has over 80 independent artists who either write or publish their own comics. We got unique stores that come in, either with pop culture merchandise, or we have comic book stores that come in. So pretty much under one roof, if you're looking for comics, we got it right there. And then the usual big draw is our media guest that we have coming in every year as well, where we try to bring in, you know, something unique, something different to, you know, meet the people behind your characters, your favorite TV shows and film.
Well, let's talk about one of the people coming in then. You mentioned media people, and one of the big names is John Ratzenberger. And people remember him from Cheers, of course, but if you look at the list of all the movies he's been in, I mean, this guy has been in probably most of the top grossing movies of all time, including all the Pixar features.
Yes, that is one of John's unique resume pieces there, is he's in every Pixar film.
And even beyond the Pixar movies, he was in at least one of the Star Wars films, I believe, and the first couple of the Superman movies back in the 70s.
Yeah, he had a small role there at the beginning of Empire Strikes Back on the planet Hoth.
Again, you mentioned a couple of the writers from the Batman comic series, I mean, the actual print series. I'm curious, you know, how many women artists are showing up for this one?
Among our artists, Alley, there is a significant increase of the female guests.
Well, the reason I mentioned that, because one of the big movies this summer was Wonder Woman, and that really, yeah, that was such a powerful movie in that it beat all kinds of expectations, and it had a woman director, a woman character, mm-hmm. and so much of the publicity that went along with it was putting a focus on women in comics for a change.
Right. Well, and it was one of those missing pieces for a while. Everybody was focused for a while on, you know, the male characters, the male storyline, and even between the studios, Marvel was dominating the box office there for the film. You know, unfortunately, Warner Brothers and DC there tripped a little bit out of the gate with their Batman and Superman kind of stuff. So Warner Brothers had to pull off something big to try to redeem themselves and put themselves back on the map to recover from those earlier films that they had. And Wonder Woman will help, and Wonder Woman will open those doors now for what they're going to be bringing together with the Justice League series and those films that they have planned coming out over the future.
And also one of the comics that I've been reading, very unusual, it's from Neil Gaiman's American Gods, from that book. Not only is it now a TV series on cable, it's also a comic book, too.
And it just so happens that David Mack, who was the cover artist for that comic series, David is originally from the Cincinnati area. I believe he went to NKU. He will also be attending this year's Cincinnati Comic Expo. And we have people of all ages. Not everybody comes dressed up. People are welcome to dress up as their favorite character. You don't have to. So, but it's a very casual, fun environment. You know, hey, you just want to meet people or see people. It's fantastic.
And, you know, you talk about things coming back, which brings me to this question about another comic-based entity is The Walking Dead. Now, what do you think about the effect of the comic that started out becoming such a big, huge property on television?
I mean, that's something where fans see a storyline, and they want to see more of it, or they want to see what happens in between the pages. So something like that becoming a TV show really excites them and draws them to it. And so that's why, for a while, everything was zombies, just not The Walking Dead. There were so many zombie movies that came out at the time that that started. At the beginning of this decade, I mean, zombies were hot. Zombies were a big thing. You know, before zombies, vampires were big. You know, they had their day. You know, so it's one of those ebb and flow kind of things as to, you know, what's going to be hot. This year, for example, we see a big resurgence in the Harry Potter fandoms. Whether it was the recent film that came out, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, or because it's the 20th anniversary of J.K. Rowling putting out the novels.
So we can say the focus of the Cincinnati Comic Expo is on comics.
A lot of it, yes. We say we celebrate pop culture, but yes, we do have a focus on comics. But each year we try to have a theme to celebrate. A couple of years ago, we had some cast members from Back to the Future come in because it was the 35th anniversary of that film. This year, we have four Harry Potter characters coming in. You know, we try to figure out something that fans will be celebrating that year. What is going to draw them in?
And it looks like Harry Potter and Batman, you know, will be the big draws this time. We've been speaking with Matt Bredesteggi, who is putting on the Cincinnati Comic Expo. It's September 22nd, 23rd, and 24th here in Cincinnati at the Duke Convention Center. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson. Thank you.